This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, November 4th. Well, we're still trying to churn our way through the presidential election. It sounds like it'll be a bit more before we really know. Markets are trying to stabilize. I had a little bit of volatility through the night when it became evident that it wasn't going to be a clear winner. We saw a fair amount of activity in the stock market futures, and even in the grains, markets started to bounce around a little bit. So for wheat, it was kind of a disappointing follow-through to Monday's outside day higher. We started out firm yesterday, but we didn't close all that great. Minneapolis actually closed lower, and Chicago was almost lower on the front month, just fractionally higher, but the back months were up a couple. So we had some bear spread action materializing in the Chicago market. Kansas City was still higher, but we closed about mid-range in a small trading range. So not a lot of upward momentum after a very nice buy signal that we had on Monday. A night session just kind of chopping around, not really giving us much of a direction. We do have some firming up in soybeans as we continue to see dry conditions across southern Brazil and northern Argentina. In a situation where soybeans supplies are very tight worldwide, and especially veg oil supplies is very tight. So that's a market that could be sitting on a bit of a powder keg. Over these next couple weeks, we're going to wrap up soybean plantings, and if we don't have rain, Brazilian farmers will then just switch over to corn. So that would make it even more a tight situation. So that's a market that, if it continues to push higher, I think ultimately will pull corn and wheat along with it, and probably Chicago wheat would be the leader. Technically, we still look for wheat to be able to test the high from a couple weeks ago now, which would give us the divergence on the indicators of what we're looking for. We were very overbought. Market needed to come back, test some support levels, which it did. It got right into support, tested them, bounced off of that. We haven't been able to maintain that upward momentum. So we'll see where we go today. Today's pretty important. If you close down again today, then it would seem like you're just not going to be able to maintain that move up to test those highs. You know, we're kind of running out of time too. We're looking at a big harvest coming on in Australia. That's going to put a fair amount of soft wheat into the world pipeline. And even in Argentina, you're harvesting there and you're going to see a fair amount of hard red winter wheat into the pipeline. Most of their production will go to Brazil, but still they'll have 2 to 3 million tons to push into the world pipeline. So that's why I think wheat, you know, we have a window in here to push higher. We could take it higher into late November to around Thanksgiving. I think that would be kind of pushing it. If we're going to get the kind of divergence setup that we like to see on the indicators, you would rally sooner rather than later. But again, being as overbought as we were, it does suggest that the market would have another leg up yet in it to at least test the highs that we put in here recently. Other than that, not a lot of new news. Russian FOB offers had dropped a couple dollars a ton. I think that's part of the disappointing price action we're seeing in the wheat space. We just see world prices kind of contracting a bit. And we know that supplies are going to be increasing here soon with the Southern Hemisphere harvest. So we'll see. Again, I do think the market's got a good shot still of testing that high. It needs to come sooner rather than later, like within the next week or so. Otherwise, the market just runs out of gas. And we're headed into the holiday season with a lot of the Southern Hemisphere harvest about to put some pressure on the market. Any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.